negotiator could have settled this years ago.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A federal judge has decided not to block Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency from accessing government data systems or participating in worker layoffs. The judge says there are legitimate questions about Musk's authority, but there's no evidence he or Doge pose grave legal harm. Pope Francis has been diagnosed with pneumonia in both lungs. In Rome, tourists are wishing the Pope well.
I feel very sorry for him. It's really, we hope he will get better soon and recover.
CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook has more.
Pneumonia in both lungs in an 88-year-old man is serious, especially since he has underlying lung disease and the treatment is being described as complex. Maintaining a normal mental status is very important, so it's encouraging to hear he's in a good mood and able to pray and read texts.
Hamas plans to release more hostages this week. Reporter Miriam Hirschlag is in Tel Aviv.
Hamas says it will hand over the bodies of four Israeli hostages on Thursday. 2 days later, six Israeli men will be freed. In return, Israel has agreed to release hundreds of jailed Palestinians and accelerate delivery of mobile homes to Gaza.
Kentucky will get several inches of snow tomorrow as it tries to recover from the flooding that killed 14 people. Governor Andy Beshear.
Don't drive around barricades. Don't drive through water. We lost a lot of these people driving through water, and we don't want to lose any more.
CBS's Scott McFarland tells us more Justice Department officials are calling it quits.
It's some of the top ranks inside the U.S. Department of Justice getting gutted by resignations and firings. And the latest resignation is Denise Chung in Washington, D.C. She heads criminal prosecutions in the powerful U.S. Attorney for D.C.'s office. And her resignation comes one day after President Trump nominated Ed Martin to be the top prosecutor here. Ed Martin is a 2020 election denier who was involved with the Stop the Steal movement.
Stocks ended the day higher after a late rally. Dow up 10. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The lawsuit regarding the Racine mobile voting RV has been thrown out by the state Supreme Court. That's according to the Associated Press. The suit was over Racine's 2022 use of a mobile voting van and where it parked. In the court's 4-3 ruling, it said that a Republican Party official that filed the lawsuit lacks standing to challenge the Election Commission's decision. You can read more about the ruling at RacineCountyEye.com. Soon the wind chills won't be so dangerous. Bitterly cold temperatures continue in the area, but a warm-up is on the way. A cold weather advisory remains in effect through tomorrow morning. Voters in Kenosha today are deciding on a $115 million operational referendum for the school district. There's also a statewide spring primary election featuring a race for state superintendent of public instruction. There are other primary races everywhere. You can check your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. The Racine Family YMCA has launched their Membership for All program. It's meant to help low-income residents overcome financial barriers to membership. The initiative is said to provide affordable access to YMCA facilities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A rematch against Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Fighting Illini. The last time these two teams met, Illinois won by 6. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard.
You know, I know we've gotten a lot better, but obviously here's somebody that got us the first round, and what can we do better to take away the things that they did really well the first time? And offensive rebounding for them was something they emphasized, and they were really good at it that night.
NFL, the Packers need to make decisions on free agents like center Josh Myers, kicker Brandon McManus. Today is the first day teams can use the franchise tag. Baseball spring training, Brewers' new lefty Nestor Cortez talked about his elbow injury.
So I started throwing in like mid-December. Those first 2-3 weeks are like growing pains and knowing that you're a little sore, but I feel like I have a good sense of what's sore and what's pain. You know, turn some heads and keep going forward.
That's the Brewers' new left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 0 to 5 below, wind chill to 15 below. And increasing clouds for tomorrow, not as cold, a high to 15. Maybe some flurries tomorrow night, then clearing it up to the mid-20s Thursday and warming through the weekend. Currently, it's 10 above.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be a singing. We walk on to my door. We walk on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hers,
I'm hers.
She's mine,
she's mine.
I'm hers,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. And Stuart, we've talked about this before. I believe you do not have a pay TV service, right? You got the antenna in the roof, or?
I got the antenna on the roof, and I think we're giving the Peacock people some money.
Okay, so streaming services, but not like a cable TV service.
No, nothing traditional in that sense, no.
So what kind of, what's your TV landscape right now? Like, how many channels on the antenna? How many channels would you say you pull in?
Oh, there's a whole bunch. There's a lot of redundancy between Chicago and Milwaukee.
Yeah,
a lot of those digital sub channels like Grit, or where you can watch old episodes of Different Strokes.
Okay.
There's like each channel is in Milwaukee and Chicago. So overall, like when I do a scan, I'm hitting like 70, 80 channels.
Oh, really? Okay.
A lot, yeah.
All right, so you're a little bit younger than I am, so you grew up a little later than I did. So what was your TV landscape growing up? Because I remember as a kid, you know, we had NBC, CBS, ABC, PBS. That was about it.
Well, like I said, like what I'm talking about now is still the case back then. A lot of redundancy. I had Channel 4 out of Milwaukee, Channel 5 out of Milwaukee, or Chicago.
Yeah.
So the news programming was different. Commercials were different.
But the network stuff.
The networks were the same. Yeah. So again, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. You had Channel 18 out of Milwaukee providing some good content. 40, 24, 50. 58 came along later in the game. I remember the changeover from CBS to Fox.
Fox, yeah.
So I mean the standard ones. I could pick up WPWR out of Gary, Indiana.
So you're saying you're not hurting for programming is what you're saying?
No, not at all.
The reason I bring it up is because there was a survey done that it said there were 513 new scripted TV shows in the last year.
Really?
So not reruns, you know, first run. 513, and that's down from the year before. There's just way too much stuff, right?
There's way too much stuff. And to be honest with you, I'd rather watch rerun from what's happening. That's where I'm at with what I want to watch. I want to watch the Jeffersons. I want to see what I want to watch the too. Show the kids all these classic shows. I want to see Sanford and Son.
All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles. He just keeps the TV on all the time. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Thank you.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Where are you going to be this Saturday? I'll tell you where you should be. You should be in downtown Racine this Saturday for the Downtown Chili Ice Walk. It's this Saturday, February 22nd. There's going to be 10 locations, each serving up chili. There's going to be ice sculpting. There's going to be a scavenger hunt for the kids. It's from noon till 4 this Saturday in downtown Racine. Learn more by clicking on the Racine Downtown link at our website at WRJN.com.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Bob and weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela. Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything, but while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three. Left side, yes, sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it. With the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Come on.
local news. Timeless hits WRJN. I totally believe this. This is what it says. The back seat of your car may tell women everything they need to know about you guys. According to a survey, women often interpret a cluttered back seat as evidence that a man has certain personality traits, including disorganization and irresponsibility. The backseat crud test is said to work equally well for men and women. In both cases, a sloppy car could mean a sloppy lifestyle. We'll be right back. you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we are part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or just take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The court didn't say whether the Racine voting RV was legal. The Associated Press reports that in a 4-3 decision, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has dismissed a lawsuit challenging Racine's use of a mobile voting van in 2022. The ruling said the Republican Party official who brought the case lacked legal standing to sue. The ruling didn't address the legality of the mobile voting RV, potentially allowing their use in future elections. The lawsuit filed by Racine County Republican Party Chairman Ken Brown had sought to ban mobile voting vans in any future election. You can read more about the ruling at racinecountyi.com. On the bright side, it might be near 40 on Sunday. Although today is a little chillier than yesterday, a relative warm-up is coming. A cold weather advisory remains in effect through tomorrow morning. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Tonight, Governor Tony Evers will give his budget address to the legislature. Lisa Hale has a preview.
This is where he'll reveal his whole proposal, kicking off a negotiation process between him and Republicans. You can expect his priorities to align with what he discussed in his State of the State address a couple of weeks ago. He's revealed some parts of it already, including increasing funding for schools, reforms to Wisconsin's correctional system, and funding the new Office of Violence Prevention. His budget proposal also includes measures to lower the cost of child care and prescription medications. After the State of the State, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called Evers' priorities, quote, a whole lot of things that are not going to happen in Wisconsin.
We'll have live coverage tonight on our sister station 540 WAUK. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 0 to 5 below, wind chill to 15 below. And increasing clouds for tomorrow, not as cold, a high to 15. Maybe some flurries tomorrow night, then clearing it up to the mid-20s Thursday and warming through the weekend. Currently, we're at 8.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. Miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch you.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. The Happy Together Tour is coming to the Wisconsin State Fair in August. It's going to feature the Cowsills, the Vogues, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, Little Anthony, Jay and the Americans, and of course, the Turtles. Hear the Turtles now. She'd Rather Be With Me on WRJN.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my
Yeah. single again. We go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. He's got recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting with the Packers. Mike is on every hour weekdays, and of course, you can see the entire weekly sports lineup on demand at WRJN.com.
Side. Girl, telephone to ring. No more lonely days, my baby's taking care of everything. I'm telling you, people, she loves my baby, loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. It's all brought to you by Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or you can visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25. You can also hear him with Dan Marcus at 12:05, just after the noon news. And now, if you miss Paul Harvey on the air, you can check him out on demand, too, at WRJN.com.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot. And I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think this credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life, and it's been a great journey, and I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Mustang Sally,
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and at 6:30, it's pregame action for UW Badger men's basketball as they take on Illinois. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me. Stay warm. I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Why are you just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. And everybody's getting fat except Mama Cat. California dream.